Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, March 9th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. The Battle of the Monitor and Merrimack occurred on March 9th, 1862. It was the first battle between ironclad warships. The Northern-built Merrimack, whose name was changed to the Virginia by the Confederates, was a conventional steam frigate. It had been salvaged by the Confederates from the Norfolk Navy Yard. With her upper hull cut away and armored with iron, the 263-foot ship resembled, according to one contemporary source, and I quote, a floating barn roof, end of quote. The ship had destroyed a whole fleet of wooden warships off Newport News, Virginia, in the days leading up to the battle. The Union ironclad Monitor arrived the night of March 8th. This 172-foot, and I quote, Yankee cheese box on a raft, end of quote, with its water-level decks and armored revolving gun turret, represented an entirely new concept of naval design. Thus, the stage was set for the dramatic naval battle on March 9th. With crowds of Union and Confederate supporters watching from the decks of nearby vessels and on the shores of either side, they passed back and forth on opposite courses. Both crews lacked training. Firing was ineffective. The Monitor could only fire once every 7 or 8 minutes, but was faster and more maneuverable than her larger Confederate opponent. Both ships suffered some damage and retired. Because of the sheer weight of the ship and lack of maneuverability, the previous day's success of the Merrimack, and the battle itself was only possible because of calm weather that allowed for smooth waters. In fact, weather reports indicate the sky was clear and sunny with no wind. Even though the battle was inconclusive, it showed the superiority of the ironclad or metal-covered ships, and the engineering improved rapidly. Historians said that the battle made all navies that existed in the world at that time completely obsolete and brought into existence modern naval warfare. And that's what happened on March 9th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.